Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. So, you know, normally we do Chem on a Whim here. And the other day we were talking about this this issue of this controversy of finding out that in certain medical systems locally, I'll just use BJC here, your 13-year-old can sign a piece of paper restricting the parent from accessing some information. And Kim and I are like, how can that be a thing? And we determine the attorney general's looking into it after the story broke. And we've invited Haley Hercules back on the show. She's a mother who reached out to me after hearing us talk about that story. Haley, welcome in. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great having you back. You know, I saw Channel 4 covered this story, and they tried to claim that what was being talked about here was misinformation or something. But once I read the story, the hospital system says, no, that's not what we do, but here's why we do it. So basically, they're admitting that they do this.
Yes, correct. And one thing I did want to correct you on here in my intro, I know you had said that adolescents can sign something restricting parents from access, but that's actually inaccurate. So it starts at the age of 12, and once your child turns 12, they actually disconnect the parent's ability to access their MyChart and any of their medical records. So it just happens by default. So actually, you would have to have your adolescent meet with the doctor and quietly, I guess, in a safe place, and make sure they're comfortable exposing their medical records to their parents. The doctor has to sign the form as well as the adolescent, but at any point, the adolescent can turn off the parent access via their MyChart.
So one of the questions Mark and I were asking the other day was, okay, well, if the parents are still paying the medical bill, which I assume they are for a 12-year-old, how does that go down? Because if the child won't even give the parent access to, say, their STD test, how do they explain the bill that comes, the EOB that arrives in their mailbox?
Yeah, I think that's a very valid question. And thankfully, the way my husband and I raise our kids, we haven't run into this, you know, particular situation. But I'm sure there's many other families in the area that have dealt with that. So that's a very good question, especially since the parents are most likely the ones carrying the health insurance, right?
Yeah, yeah. People that don't have aren't covered or go to the BJC system may not understand. MyChart is an app. I've got the app on my phone, and I can go in anytime and look at my medical records and appointments and test results and all of that stuff. And what we're saying is here, it's not a HIPAA law, but the hospital system has determined that after that age, a child could prevent a parent from having access electronically to those records. But BJC says any parent could still go in and any personal representative and ask for a hard copy of those medical records.
That is inaccurate information, Mark.
Okay. Okay.
I personally went through this with my daughter. Actually, my daughter, she's special needs and nonverbal. And we were going through this back in January, trying to obtain some of her records. And I actually had to go in and get the form signed by her doctor and then sign it on behalf of her as well.
Wow. So, well, the attorney general,
information.
Were you happy to hear the attorney general is looking into this?
Yeah, finally. I mean, I brought this to the governor's desk, his office, several times. I also brought it to Attorney General Andrew Bailey with no response back from his office either. So I would like to hope she's truly looking into this and not just saying something to keep everybody quiet.
It's just confusing because the post that Channel 4 had made kind of claim it's misinformation was the company that runs MyChart was saying, oh, no, we don't change access for parents to their child's medical records. So it almost seems as though they're putting the blame on specifically WashU, like BJC, saying they must be going in there and altering that, unless maybe I'm misunderstanding that.
Yeah, that's how I kind of read everything as well. So if you know, I don't really attend any doctors at the SSM facilities, but it does not sound like they have that age category. So this is a strictly BJC WashU. And also, this falls for any doctor's offices. So your pediatrician's offices, your any doctor's office that operates under the BJC WashU umbrella. This isn't just for hospitals.
Wow, I'm getting texts from people all over the place, including my sister-in-law, telling me they're going through this right now with their mm-hmm. my nephews. I mean, people need to understand this. My guess is, I mean, I saw where Senator Nick Schroer is on the case already. Maybe there'll be something in the legislature to address this issue this year.
Yeah, I would hope so, but I think enough parents just kind of have to stand firm here and demand change. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So the more people that maybe our attorney general hears from, would increase her appetite to get this resolved here quicker.
It's a great point, Haley. Thank you for the great information this morning, and we appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate everything you guys do. Have a good day.
We'll talk to you soon. Haley Hercules there explaining what she's gone through with BJC. Wow. All right. Coming up, busy hour for you. We got Senator Eric Schmidt at the top of the hour, Jimmy Failla from Fox Across America, and Taylor Riggs from The Big Money Show, because, of course, today's the day the Fed announces if they're going to do another interest rate cut. So we've got all that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.